Before we start, please stretch out your hands towards her and just say in the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed, you will do wonderful. Amen. And now she will. She's got no choice. Amen. Colette, it's wonderful to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
And we are very blessed that you are here. And I heard via the grapevine that you've got some good news to share with us. What is that good news?
Finally, after 2 long years, I have conceived. I'm pregnant.
Amen. Well, praise God. All right. The reason why she's standing in front here is because, yes, after 2 long years, she has conceived and she has fallen pregnant. But it was quite a road for her to get to the place where God has blessed them with a baby. And I'm not going to share much about that. That's for her to share with all of you guys. But what I would like you to do is to maybe just share with them a bit about the road that you have to walk, or you had to walk in your specific case, to get to this place, if you don't mind.
Okay, no, I actually feel quite privileged to share it with everyone. Well, as you know, it started 2 years ago. My husband and I decided that we would like to start a family. We thought that was our decision. But after trying for a long time, we realized that something's not right. And we explored a lot of avenues, tried a lot of different things to find out what the problem is. And even after seeing fertility specialists and many different things, you know, there was nothing wrong with us. But something was blocking us. Something was preventing us from receiving the blessing. Then I got introduced to some of Rion's CDs, and I started hearing about curses and how the devil sort of blocks you from receiving gifts from God, and how real he is and how he does work to destroy and steal and just break you down. And after listening to the CDs, I decided at the beginning of this year to join in and come and actually be part of the lessons. And as I was listening, I was convicted of a lot of things. The first thing that I realized had to be broken off of my life was generational curses. I come from a very faithful family. However, as Rion always asks, can the devil attack believers or Christians? He sure can. Well, I had to have these generational curses broken off of me, which was an absolute blessing, because after that I actually got a message and God showed me that both my husband and I are a new creation in him, which was an absolute blessing, and I thank him for that. Well, I thought that was the end of the road. That was really just the beginning. After that was broken off, we found out after more teachings, I still continued coming to Rion's lessons, I realized that I had given way to the devil by getting involved in divination. That opened a doorway to Satan, and I was convicted again that I had to have that doorway shut, and I came up for prayer, and after a long struggle I was set free from that.
Could you, not everybody that is here tonight understands divination. Maybe if you can just share with them practically what you were involved in or what happened, and then when we prayed for you, what happened then, so that they can understand.
Okay. The form of divination I got involved in was purely through impatience and wanting, not waiting for God, but wanting to know now what is going to happen in my life. Am I going to have a child? Is it going to be a boy or a girl? Twins? You know, how long is it going to take? And I was innocently visiting a friend one day, and she said to me, well, why don't we put a ring on a gold chain and sort of swing it over your palm, and that will give you your answer. And it did give me an answer, but only now I realize that it wasn't God that was speaking to me. It was actually an evil spirit. Because this evil spirit said, yes, you will have a child, but it will take you very, very, very long to fall pregnant. So after I came up for prayer, well, I fell in the spirit, and Rion took the hand that I actually had divination done on, and he basically sandwiched my hand between his. And something in my hand did not agree with what his hand was doing. It was almost like the Holy Spirit coming out of him that the evil spirit in me didn't like. And I kept kind of struggling and pulling my hand away, and then Rion said, "You must leave, go, get out in the name of Jesus." And I felt myself saying, no, I won't go. Why must I leave? And then I started sobbing and I started getting sad, saying, but I'm happy here. You know, why must I leave? I'm very comfortable here. Anyway, after a lot of praying, and there was even singing, there was a hymn that was sung called There's Power in the Blood of Jesus. After that, I started being delivered and set free. And Rion said to me, open your eyes and look into my eyes. And I couldn't. I actually couldn't look directly into his eyes. And more praying, more singing, more rebuking, and eventually I could open my eyes and look into his eyes, because I had been set free from whatever it was that was holding me back. Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen. That's wonderful. All right. That night she got delivered from this very hair-raising thing, and she's right. It took quite a while for that demon to leave, because I believe it had a lot of power over her life. What a lot of people don't realize is divination is from Satan. And it is a trap that a lot of women fall into. They want to know whether they're going to have a boy or a girl. Somebody pulls their hair out of their head, ties it to a gold ring, and does divination over their palm. Any kind of fortune telling comes from Satan. And just listen to me, he doesn't know the future. He doesn't have access to the realm of the future. So whatever he mumbo jumbos there is a lie. And the purpose of that lie is to put your life in bondage. Right. Now, after that happened, we didn't see you for a while. And then one day, I actually ran into you at a shopping center. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that day.
No, well, we ran into each other at the Bracken City. And Rion said, so are you pregnant? And I said, no, not yet. And somehow, we got chatting about a couple of things. And Rion mentioned to me about someone that was delivered, prayed over from reflexology. And I realized there's something else I've got to sort of see to. So I think that chat sort of helped, because I had to come back.
Okay. All right. Basically, Wendy, are you here? I shared your testimony with her, how the Lord actually delivered her from the evil thing that came into her life when she went for reflexology. For those of you that don't know exactly what reflexology is, it is a form of massage that they do on the feet. It is not just a pure massage. It has its roots in the Eastern religions. The body is divided into all sorts of energy spheres and energy lines, and there is some negative energy that's blocking the positive energy, and therefore you are sick and you've got problems, and then it needs to be dealt with in that way. And it is highly supernatural and extremely demonic. And so after sharing with her Wendy's testimony of how the Lord had delivered her from all sorts of female problems after that demon left her, she said no. She wants to come because, hello, I did the same thing. I said, well, that's probably going to be a problem for you, and that might be another thing that needs to be dealt with. So she came forward and we prayed for her that night. Now, just in your own words, tell the people what happened that night when we prayed for you.
Again, I fell in the spirit and I felt myself shaking uncontrollably. And Rion started sort of pulling something off my feet and rebuking whatever curse had fallen upon me. And I started sobbing. I was crying and just crying and crying. And that was really all I can really remember.
What we did then is we thanked God for what he has done for her. We knew that she was delivered. And then I said to her, what the devil has done is he has locked your womb. In the name of Jesus, we are going to unlock your womb. Now, that's not something a man can do. Only God can do that. But by faith, we did that. We received the key from God and we said, Lord, we receive your blessing to unlock this woman's womb. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you that she will conceive. Roughly how long after we prayed that night did you conceive?
I'm not 100% sure, but I found out 2 weeks later.
All right. Bless God. Well, bless God. I want to say something before she goes and sits down. She came to us initially because she had a desire to fall pregnant. She knew that something was wrong. She knew that there was a reason why she could not conceive. The doctors could not find anything wrong with her or her husband. And you know what? We prayed for her probably about 4 or 5 times all together.
Yes.
And I know that sometimes people come and they get prayed for and they expect everything must be perfect because they've been prayed for now. But it's a process. And you don't choose the road that God works with you. He chooses the road that He walks with you. And I want to say that she has done remarkably well, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm pretty sure that the devil did tell her, ah, it's a load of nonsense. Ah, that's a waste of time. That's all just heebie-jeebie stuff. That's not going to help you. She did come back every time. She trusted in God. She persevered. And today, she's got the fruit in her womb to show that God has blessed her for persevering. And so, I want to end off tonight by praying God's blessing over her and her baby. Please stretch out your hands towards her. Father, we thank you for Colette, for her husband, and for her baby. Lord, we know that this baby is a gift from God. And we pray that this child will bring great joy, great pleasure, and wonderful peace into her and her husband's life. May this child be an enormous blessing wherever he or she goes. And we honor you for this now, in Jesus' name. I pray the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ over mother and child. And I thank you, Lord, for a perfect pregnancy in every respect. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to you, Rian, and to everyone that prayed over me.
Amen. That's a pleasure. Ultimately, only God can heal. Amen.